今天的经文是在哥林多前书，哥林多前书七章一至四十节，在甲页那里可以一起去看。第一节，论到你们信上所提的事，我说男不近女倒好，但要免淫乱的事。男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫，丈夫当用合宜之份待妻子，妻子待丈夫也要如此。妻子没有权并主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫；丈夫也没有权并主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房，唯要专心祷告方可。以后仍要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁，引诱你们。我说这话原是准你们的，不是命你们的。我愿意众人像我一样，只是各人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。我对着没有嫁娶的和寡妇说，若他们像常像我就好，倘若自己禁止不住就可以嫁娶，与其欲火攻心，倒不如嫁娶为妙。至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫，若是离开了不可再嫁，或是仍同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。我对其余的人说，不是主说，倘若某弟兄有不顺的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃妻子；妻子有不顺的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃丈夫。因为不顺的丈夫就因着妻子成了圣洁，并且不顺的妻子就因着丈夫成了圣洁。不然你们的儿女就不洁净，但如今他们是洁净的了。倘若那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姊妹，遇着这样的事都不必拘束。神照我原是要我们和睦。你这作妻子的，怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢？你这作丈夫的，怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢？只要照主所分给各人的和神所照各人的而行。我吩咐各教会都是这样。有人已受割礼蒙召呢，就不要废割礼；有人未受割礼蒙召呢，就不要受割礼。受割礼的，受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是了。各人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要守住这身份。你作奴隶蒙召的么？不要因此忧虑。若能以自由，就求自由更好。因为作奴仆蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人；作自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。你们是重价买来的，不要作人的奴仆。弟兄们，你们各人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要在神面前守住这身份。论到同身的人，我没有主的命令，但我既蒙主怜恤，能作忠心的人，我就把自己的意见告诉你们。因现今的艰难，据我来看，看来人不如守素安常才好。你有妻子缠着呢，就不要求脱离；你没有妻子缠着呢，就不要求妻子。你若娶妻，这并不是犯罪；处女若出嫁，也不是犯罪。然而这等人肉身必受苦难，我却愿意你们免这苦难。弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子，哀哭的要像不哀哭，快乐的要像不快乐，自买的要像无有所得，用细物的要像不用细物，因为这世界的样子将要过去了。我愿意你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的是为主的事挂虑，想怎样叫主喜悦；娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫妻子喜悦。妇人和处女也有分别，没有出嫁的是为主的事挂虑，要身体灵魂都圣洁；已经出嫁的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫丈夫喜悦。我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。若有人以为自己待他的女儿不合宜，女儿也过了年岁，事又当行，他就可以随意办理，不算有罪，叫二人成亲就是了。倘若人心里坚定，没有不得已的事，并且由得自己作主，心里又决定留下女儿不出嫁，如此行也好。这样看来，叫自己的女儿出嫁是好，叫她出嫁，不叫她出嫁更是好。丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的， 丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由，随意再嫁，只是要嫁在主这主里面的人。然而按我的意见，若常守节更有福气，我也想自己是被神的灵感动了。
Amen. Thank you for that long reading, Spencer. You know, I don't know what you are thinking, because after my last sermon, I'm sure some of you will be thinking in your head, Pastor Adrian doesn't know anything about divorce and remarriage.
不知道大家听完上一次的信息之后会怎样想，可能 Pastor Adrian 都不知道什么是离婚再婚的问题。
I may not experience it, but I have family members who are in those situations.
我没有经历过，但是我有家人是经历过。
My own mother was separated from her husband.
我妈妈是与她的丈夫分开。
But they never remarried.
她们没有再婚。
They are of the older generation.
她们是旧一辈的人。
My sister came to me when she visited me in Santa Barbara and told me that she wants to be divorced from her husband.
我家姐是来探我的时候，在 Santa Barbara 的时候告诉我想跟她的丈夫离婚。
And she's a Christian and her husband is not.
她是基督徒，但是她丈夫不是基督徒。
And I told her what I believe in, what the scriptures is saying.
我就告诉她圣经所说的是什么。
And I gave her the advice to look at all the implications if she does divorce and if she remarried.
我是劝告她去看一看所有的情况，如果她选择离婚和再婚的话。
And she still decided to divorce her husband.
结果她都决定与她的丈夫离婚。
But she did not remarry.
但她没有再婚。
My niece is a divorcee and is also has remarried.
我的外甥女亦都是已经离婚，亦都是再婚。
That's my eldest sister's daughter.
是我的大家姐的女。
And so I know what it's like to live in a family with people in those kind of situations.
因此我是知道是在自己家庭有这样的情况的时候是会是怎样的一个状况。
But I'm not the judge of them.
但我不是审判他们那一位。
It's their own decision.
这个是他们自己选择。
And so that's how I approach this topic even when I look at the biblical teaching.
因此我就是这样去看这件事情，也都是去查考经文。
And as I reflected about my own family, I see that the generations are changing in terms of its values.
当我思想到这个题目的时候，发觉到每一代的人都有不同的价值观的转变。
People of the older generation, my father and my mother, are not Christians, but they divorce or they separate, but they don't get married.
我的上一辈爸爸妈妈他们分开，他们离婚，但是他们是没有再婚。
Then those in my generation, like my sister, they get divorced. Some of them do remarry, some of them do not.
在我的这一辈，我的姐姐她是离婚，但是就有些是再婚，有些是没有再结婚。
But the younger generation now is open to divorce and remarriage as they like.
而我的下一辈就他们离婚再婚都 是随自己心意而行。
And it shows me a trend of how our values slowly decline.
是看得到是那个的价值观怎样是走下坡。
And partly, even among Christians, is because that our teaching and our understanding of scriptures has been diluted or has been not taught properly.
作为信徒，我们的价值观也都是这样走下坡，是这样的不断的被稀释。
Especially with all these different ideas of how to interpret the Bible and interpret it in the way we like it.
亦都係有好多唔同嘅方式去解經，去隨自己嘅心意去解經。
In the series God Designed for Marriage, I started with the first message about marriage itself, the foundation of marriage.
喺呢個講道系列神對婚姻設計嘅原意入邊，開始嘅時候係講到神設計婚姻嘅基礎。
And it is very clear that marriage is between a man and a woman, and it is lifelong.
係一男一女一生一世。
And then Matthew 19, when we saw the last time, Jesus confirms that idea.
是马太福音十九章，马太亦都是确立了这一样东西。
And this morning, when we look at 1 Corinthians 7, where we see how some people try to interpret 1 Corinthians 7, particularly verse 15, and they even cast a name for it, they call it the Pauline privilege.
今天早上要睇嘅系哥林多前书七章，特别系十五节嗰度，有啲人话嗰度有一个叫做所谓保罗教导嘅特权。
That privilege to divorce and remarriage after a husband or wife leaves you.
嗰个特权就系话喺你嘅太太或者系丈夫离开自己之后可以自由嘅再嫁娶。
But we saw in part one of this divorce and remarriage is that Jesus.In his teaching or in his reply to the Pharisees, he alluded to the point that we as Christians must hold a higher standard than those who are not.
在上一次的信息里面，耶稣回答法利赛人的答案，意味着信徒应该持守一个更高的标准。
In fact, his answer tells us that, you know, even the Mosaic permission is given, it doesn't change the intent of God'sDesire for marriage to be lifelong.
在耶稣的答案里面，虽然摩西的律法中有容许离婚的地方，但是没有改变到神对于婚姻的原意。
It's given because of man's sinfulness.
这个容许给下来是因为人的罪性。
And even with Moses' permission, he says there's only one reason you can divorce.
纵然有摩西律法的容许的地方，但是只能够有一个原因是有离婚。
That is porneia, sexual immorality committed.Within the marriage,
就是 porneia, 就是在婚姻里面有淫乱的事。
And then he added that after the divorce, remarriage is only allowed at the death of a spouse.
而离婚之后，人只可以在配偶离世之后先可以再婚。
And so I see that the Mosaic permission here is actually an act of grace from God.
摩西律法的这个容许是神从神而来的恩典的行动。
To protect the couple from continuing to live in sin against each other and against God.
去保障夫妇二人，去不再继续活在罪中顶撞神，彼此得罪。
Therefore, it's not an entitlement, but it is an act of grace.
因为这样的缘故，不是一个什么特权，而是神施予的怜悯。
But today, Christians, evangelical Christians in particular, go a step further in saying that in the New Testament, there is this Pauline privilege.
但今天有些基督徒甚至是福音派的基督徒就说有这个叫做所谓保罗教导的特权
to justify for divorce and remarriage
去证明是有这个根据去离婚和再婚
and so in the Old Testament there is the Mosaic permission and in the New Testament now they suggest there is a Pauline privilege
他们说旧约里面有摩西律法容许而新约里面就有这个保罗所教导的特权
Is this really true?
是不是真的呢?
Does Paul mean it to be a privilege?
保罗是不是讲到这个是一个特权来的呢?
When he is quite clear that marriage is lifelong.
当他很清楚讲到婚姻是一生一世。
You see, verse 15 is taken loosely in that way to interpret that if any one of your spouse leaves you, you can do whatever you like.
第十五节被好宽松咁样解释为，当你个配偶离去嘅时候，你就可以任意而行。
But a careful look at the scriptures, you'll find that in verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, and 13, and even verse 19, tells us that Paul is not saying that.
但喺保罗喺10, 11, 12, 13, and 39嗰度讲。保罗唔系咁样讲。
And we will see a little bit, we will see it in more detail, in a detailed way as we go through the passage.
我哋继续睇嘅时候就会更仔细咁去睇。
But his point in chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians is that whatever situation you are in, you are to remain in it.
喺呢个第七章入边，保罗讲到，无论你喺边个嘅状态，最好系维持现状。
Whether before or after conversation, stay where you are was his recommendation.
无论悔改归主的前或者后，都是在同一个维持一个现状。
In other words, he's saying to them, be contented with your situation.
换句话说，就是在你的状态当中是知足。
But yet at the same time, you'll find later on in this chapter, he says that even if you change your situation,
後來的時候再繼續看下去，縱使你是改變了這個狀態，
It's not a sin.
也不是犯罪。
But he wants them to be free from the troubles of life.
但保羅希望他們免去面對這個因為這些轉變而帶來 的困難和麻煩。
And what is the trouble of life for them at that time?
在當時是什麼的麻煩呢？
Persecution as a Christian.
就是作為基督徒所受的逼迫。
And so Paul says, if you're already facing all these things, and you are single or you're married, stay where you are, because he don't want, especially for the single, stay as you are, because he don't want them to face, to have the trouble of marriage, the concerns of marriage to add on to what they are going through.
因為在當時的世代，艱難是有這個很多的逼迫要面對，咁如果用再改變呢啲嘅婚姻狀態嘅話，就更多嘅麻煩。
Because the goal for Paul is that in life you are to be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
因為喺保羅嘅眼中，人生嘅目標就係作主耶穌基督嘅忠心嘅門徒。
So that's a summary of what Paul is teaching in chapter 7.
呢個就係第七章保羅嘅概括嘅教導。
You know, in verse 1-7.He started off with the problem of sexual immorality.
在第一至七節就處理到淫亂的事情。
And because this is a problem in the church.
這個是教會裡面的問題。
Particularly in chapter 5, we read about it too.
而在第五章也都是讀過。
And so he says, sex outside of marriage is not permitted.
保羅是教導婚姻以外的性是不容許的。
Because it's meant only for those who are married.
因為性只是給那些已婚的人。
In other words, it's a sin.
換句話說，這個是罪。
And then he tells the married couple, he said, when you are married, your body no longer belongs to you alone.
另一方面，對於已婚的人來說，你自己的身體不屬於自己。
It belongs to each other.
是屬於配偶。
So therefore, you have a duty to fulfill your spouse's needs in this area.
因此，每一方都要係喺呢一喺性方面係要有一個呢個責任去履行。
And then he gives a permission, not a command, a permission.
佢俾咗一個嘅准許。
That they can abstain from fulfilling that duty when they are in prayer.
佢可以喺禱告嘅時候暫時分房。
You know, we need to understand that in those early times, people pray, don't pray like us for 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
當時的人禱告不是說只是5分鐘、10分鐘。
They fast and pray maybe for 30 days, 40 days.
他們禁食禱告30日、40日。
And so, but Paul says, if you do that, after a while, you come back together and you do your duty.
保羅就教導在這個禱告期間之後，必須夫婦必須要回到一起。
And the reason is because,You don't want to put your spouse in a position of being tempted sexually by Satan.
因為咁樣係要防止撒旦係引誘嗰個嘅配偶。
In verse 6, he says he uses the word concession that we translate into English concession.
呢個第六節嗰度講準你們嗰個準字係代表讓步。
And the the Chinese translated 準字 right? So it's actually permission.
這個是准許的。
Because that word, the Greek word, can be translated that way too.
因為這個字是可以是讓步或者准許這樣的。
So Paul is not commanding them.
保羅不是命令他們。
He's giving them a permission and an option. If they do this, if they pray, they can abstain not to do their duty.
保羅給准許他們有這個選擇，是當禱告的時候是可以暫時分房。
But better still, he says,He wished that every one of them would have that gift of singlehood like him.
但更好的就是每人都可以好像保罗一样有这个独身的恩赐。
And so they won't get tempted and they don't have this desire and needs.
他们也都没有这样的需要没有这样的欲望也都是不会被这样去引诱。
But he knows it's not possible.
但是他知道是不可能。
Because God is the only one who gives us such a gift.
因為是神就是那位賜予這種獨身恩賜的那位。
Therefore, that's why it's not a command, it's a concession.
因此保羅就沒有這樣命令他們，而是一個讓步准許他們。
So what is Paul teaching here in the first seven verses?
那保羅在1至7節是教導什麼呢？
He's teaching here that sex outside of marriage is wrong.
他是教导到婚姻以外的性是错的。
Husband and wife have a responsibility in this area.
夫妇二人都要是在这一方面是有责任。
You know, when I do premarital counseling,
当我做婚前辅导的时候
I always tell the couples that, you know, sex must not be used as a weapon of bargain or to frustrate your husband or your wife.
我常常告诉那些准夫妇，不可以用性作为武器去对付配偶。
Because when you do that, you are putting your spouse in a vulnerable position.
因为如果这样做，会使到对方是处于一个弱势。
Because when their needs are not met, Satan will start using temptation to get them to sin.
当这个配偶是个需要不被满足的时候，撒旦就会利用这个机会去引诱配偶犯罪。
They will sin against God, they will sin against you.
得罪神，得罪你。
And that sin can take many forms.
这个罪可以很多形式出现。
It can take in the form of pornography.
是色情。
Prostitution.
娼妓。
Or extramarital affairs.
或者婚外情。
And therefore, if your spouse sin, then you are actually responsible for his or her sin as well.
因为这样的缘故而配偶犯罪的话，那我们都同样有错。
Why?
为什么?
Because you fail to do your duty.
因为我们没有好好履行我们的责任。
And so that's the gist of what I think Paul is saying and teaching in these seven verses.
这个就是保罗在这七节里面所教导的。
And then in verse 8 to 16, he talks about sexual contentment over personal fulfillment.
在八至十六节就讲到性方面的知足，而不是个人满足。
You know, today we have all this in the world that tells us, you know, you got to be fulfilled as a person.
今天是世界有很多的声音是告诉我们要满足自己。
You know, personal fulfillment becomes the priority over any other thing.
个人满足是最重要的。
Whether it's work, whether it's pleasure, whether it's any other things in life, it is always.Personal fulfillment first.
无论是工作或者是享乐，所有嘢都是以个人满足为到首位。
And so in verse 8 to 16, Paul addresses the single, the married, and the rest in verses 12 up to verses 40 even.
在十二至四十节就提及所有单身已婚的人同埋其他类别嘅人。
And here in verses 12 to 14, he addressed one particular group of this rest.
十二至十四节就提到某一个组别的人。
And then 25, 50, the remainder of those who are single, unmarried, and widows.
25至40节就讲到单身、没有结婚和寡妇。
But if you read carefully, his point is always the same.
但若细心地睇，佢嘅重点是一样。
Remain as you are in whatever situation you are in.
就是维持现状。
But he makes a concession again. If you cannot control yourself, you should get married.
但若不能自制，就应结婚。佢系准许咁做。
And he says, because if not, you will burn with passion.
而唔系使到自己欲火攻心。
You know the word passion in Greek.
欲火欲望呢一个字喺希腊文。
We tend to think of it as the lustful desire within us.
我哋可能系讲到自己心里嘅个欲望。
But if the context tells us how that word is used.
但是上下文就提示我们知道这个字是应该怎么解。
And it's talking about in the context of desiring to marry and also the desire of the sexual need of a person.
是关于婚姻方面想去结婚或者是这个性方面的这个欲望。
But here particularly to me it's more on the area of marriage itself.
但对我来讲，这个是关系多啲系关乎婚姻。
It's more than sex，
而唔系净系性方面。
Because marriage includes intimacy, joy, and responsibility。
因为婚姻系包括亲密、喜乐同埋对彼此嘅责任。
The responsibility to your spouse and responsibility to your children，
系对配偶同埋对儿女嘅责任。
And so Paul says, be content in whatever situation you are, whether you are married or single。 Don't seek to be in either one. Stay where you are.
保罗就劝勉佢哋要知足于佢哋嘅现况，无论系已婚或者单身。
Again, this is in the context of persecution, in the context of being faithful to Christ during such times.
呢个背景，呢个时代背景系当时系作基督门徒系受逼迫。
And so his point then is, be contented. Don't seek for personal fulfillment.
佢嘅重点系要知足，而唔系满足个人嘅满足。
And so in verses 12 to 24, he starts with that particular group of people who are married to unbelievers.
第十二至廿四节就讲到嗰啲有不信嘅配偶嘅。
And if you read, you will find that his instruction is, if you are the wife who is married to an unbelieving husband, don't separate from your husband.
若果是有不信的配偶 的妻子的话 有不信的丈夫的话就不要跟丈夫离开。
And with the husband, don't divorce your wife.
丈夫也不可离开妻子。
But then he says, if it does happen, don't get married.
但若真的发生了那就 不要再结婚。
Reconcile with your husband.
应当与丈夫复合。
Then at the end in verse 39, he makes it clear thatRemarriage is only allowed after a spouse is dead.
第三十九节就说明再婚只可以在配偶离世之后才可以。
So his teaching is consistent with Jesus' teaching.
他的教导与耶稣的教导相符。
But Paul here adds in verse 39 that another phrase, he says, he must be in the Lord.
保罗在三十九节再加上只是要嫁这在主里面的人。
In other words, he must be a Christian.
換句話說，他必須是一個基督徒。
So, taking all this in view, then how can verse 15 means when the brother or sister is, that phrase, the brother and sister is not bound in such circumstances, how can we take that phrase to mean that he is now or she is now free to divorce and remarry when the unbelieving spouse lives?
如果是这样，第十五节那个无论是弟兄是姊妹遇着这样的事都不必驱逐的意思，就不可能是说那个不信的配偶离开，那个弟兄姊妹就可以自由再婚。
And even if you look outside of 1 Corinthians, in Romans 7, Paul says that marriage is also lifelong.
在罗马书第七章，保罗亦都是讲到婚姻是一生一世。
In Romans 7, he uses it as an illustration.In comparison to the law.
在罗马书，保罗用婚姻来比喻律法。
He says the law is abiding, that means it doesn't change.
律法是不变。
It stays as it is, whether you like it or not, the same is the law of marriage.
律法是不变，正如婚姻的约束力一样。
And so in the same chapter, he says, freedom from marriage is through the death of a spouse.
要从婚姻中解脱出来，就是通过死亡。
And the freedom from the penalty of the law is through the death of Christ on the cross.
要从律法的刑罚中解放出来，就是通过耶稣基督。
And so, like Jesus, Paul is not saying that God's intent for marriage is not valid.
好似耶稣的教导一样，保罗是讲到神对婚姻的原意是不变。
Even if there is a divorce.
纵然有离婚这些事发生。
In fact, here he used the same kind of language for the law about marriage in verse 39.
保罗在这里39节那里是用了去形容律法的那些字去形容婚姻。
Whereas the marriage is only possible, a remarriage is only possible after the death of the spouse.
是在配偶离世之后才可以再婚。
You see, God's intent for marriage and Moses' permission to divorce are two separate things.
神对婚姻的原意和摩西律法的容许是两个分开的事情。
First is the intent of God for marriage is always lasting forever.
神对婚姻的原意是永恒的。
And the other,When God allows for divorce, it is an act of grace to us as sinner who cannot live up to the law.
而摩西律法的容许就是神的恩典的行动，去给到不能够达到神标准的人。
And so if you think of this that way, then you understand why Christ came into the world to die for us.
咁嘅缘故，我哋就睇得到点解基督要降世为人，去为我哋嘅罪而去死。
Because we can't live up to the law.
因为我哋唔能够活得去达得到神嘅标准。
Someone has to pay that price for our sin.
有人必须要为我哋嘅罪付上代价。
It is an act of grace.
系恩典嘅行动。
Thus, Paul's instruction to those married to an unbeliever, man or woman, they are not to leave their spouse.
因此保罗的教导是有不信的配偶的就不可以离开配偶。
Especially if the unbeliever is willing to stay.
尤其不信的一方是愿意去留在这个婚姻里面的话。
And he gives two reasons.
他给了两个原因。
Why they are not to separate?
为什么不要离开?
Verse 14 and 16.
第14节和第16节。
In verse 14, he says the unbelieving spouse,has been sanctified by the believing one and the children would be holy.
十四节，他说不信的一方藉着主的配偶已成了圣洁，他们的儿女也是圣洁的。
Notice the word used is sanctified.
那个字用是成圣。
It's not salvation.
而不是救恩。
So it does not mean that they will be saved because of the believer.
因此就不会说是因为那个相信的那位而所有人得救。
Neither can the believer save them.
是那个是sorry
believer can save them
信主的人是得
拯救他们
不是信主那个人拯救了他们
no 信了主那个人不得拯救那个不信主的人 it's God himself who saved them
是神自己去拯救他们
so the word is sanctified
因此那个字是成圣
And the word sanctify means to be separate unto God as for God used or holy.
成圣这个字是指到是被神分别出来 是成为圣洁。
So the unbelieving spouse and the children when they stay with the believers,
不信的配偶和那些儿女在婚姻里面是被分别出来成圣。
Someone explained this in this.It in this way.
有些人是这样去理解。
He said, when they stay together, she or he, the believer, has the opportunity or ability to give a godly influence for them to learn about the Christian faith and how to live one with the hope that they become one.
当这个婚姻继续维系的时候信子那位就可以影响不信的配偶和他们的儿女认识他的信仰怎样过圣洁生活希望有一天接受神成为信徒。
So if God set you apart to be in such a marriage, you are the instrument used by God to lead them to Christ.
如果你是被神摆在这个这样的位置里面你就是神的工具去带领他们去神面前。
You stay in it.
你要是留在这个婚姻里面。
And so, this is your responsibility.
这个是你的责任。
But he says, if an unbelieving spouse chooses to leave, then you are free from this responsibility.
可是如果不信的一方选择离开信主的一方就不用驱逐这个的责任。
The phrase there used is that you are free from such circumstances.
这个是不用驱逐于这个情况。
And that's why the circumstances is being interpreted by some as, you know, free from the marriage vow, therefore you can do what you like.
这个情况有些人就解释为就是婚姻了所以就是可以自由的再嫁娶。
But like I say, if you take into verse 10, verse 11, verse 12, verse 13, verse 39, and even Romans 7, you'll find that it is impossible to interpret that such circumstances to mean that.
但是看之前之后的经文就知得到不能够是这样去解释。
Because Paul would then be contradicting himself in what he is teaching and saying.
若果是这样解释的话那就保罗就是自相矛盾。
And therefore, it cannot mean as such.
因此是不是指到婚姻的意思。
And in verse 17 to 24, he used two illustrations. to make this make his point.
第十七至廿四節用咗兩個例子去表明。
And that is to encourage them. The illustration is also to encourage them to live in whatever situation they are assigned to by God.
去鼓勵佢哋去繼續留喺神去俾佢哋嘅呢個嘅狀態入邊。
And he says this is the rule of thumb for every church.
呢個係給各教會嘅一個經驗法則。
And the first illustration he uses is circumcision.
第一個例子是割禮。
He said if you are circumcised before you became a Christian or you after you became a Christian, it doesn't matter.
在信主之前或者之後都唔都有冇受過割禮都唔緊要。
The most important thing is now you be faithful to God in whatever situation you are in.
最重要的是只要守神的诫命，就是无论是什么境况入面。
And the point he stresses here in this illustration, God's command is what counts.
而神的诫命就是最重要的。
Then the second is the situation of a slave or a free person.
第二个例子就是为奴的或者自主的人。
He says, it doesn't matter whether you're slave or you're free.
他說無論是為奴的自主的都不重要。
But remember, you are to live like a slave to Christ.
必須要是作基督的奴僕。
The same idea of submitting to God in faithfulness in whatever situation you are in.
就是忠於是神擺在你的無論的什麼狀態。
So, verse 15, not bound in such circumstances cannot be taken to mean now I'm free. I can remarry. I can divorce and I can remarry. It cannot mean that.
因此十五節遇著這樣的事都不必拘束，絕不能解作，可以自由離婚或再婚。
The only thing you can learn from here is that you know there will be a situation when a spouse is being abandoned by another.
唯一一個可以抽取的就是有些情況就是那個的配偶是被拋棄。
And you are not guilty that you did not keep your marriage vow.
是你是沒有這個婚姻失敗，是你是沒有這個需要負的責任。
Neither will you be penalized for it.
亦都不應該是被懲罰。
Because you have no choice.
因為你是沒有選擇。
So we can only draw this principle of abandonment from here.
因此在这一句那里只能够抽取的就是被抛弃 的情况的原则。
But after that, be faithful to Christ in that situation.
在之后也都是在那个情况里面去忠于主。
And that is the highest standard that Jesus taught is to remain unmarried until your spouse dies.
这个就是耶稣基督所教导的更高的标准，就是维持独身直至到配偶离世。
And so Paul's point then is be contented in whatever situation you are.
保罗的教导就是在任何的情况都要知足。
Before or after you are converted.
是无论是回转归主之前或者之后。
Just stay faithful to Christ.
是要向主耶稣基督忠心。
Live that higher standard God calls us to live.
去活出保罗教导我哋嗰个更高嘅标准。
That's the most important thing.
呢个系最重要嘅事情。
There's no advocation of people in those situations to divorce their wife if they did something wrong.
喺嗰个时代，如果嗰个配偶系做错咗一啲事情，咁就有离婚嘅事。
If you already done it.Stay where you are and be faithful.
如果是已经有这样的情况，就继续维持在那个的现况里面。
And then for the rest, 25 to 40.
在25至40节。
It's all about discipleship, faithfulness, and not your social or your marital status.
是讲到门徒的忠心，而不是你的社会或者是你的婚姻的状态。
So he says, and this is particularly referring to those the rest of the people.
是指到其他类别的人。
Whether they are virgin, engaged or not engaged, married or unmarried.
无论是守童身的、有婚约的、冇婚约的、已婚的或者冇结婚的人。
And Paul makes it clear that his instructions are also recommendations, not commands.
保罗清楚指出佢呢啲系佢自己意见，而唔系主嘅命令。
But in this passage, you'll find at the end, especially that he says about, you know, I have the as a servant of God, I have the wisdom to give you this instruction.
保罗讲到佢既然蒙主怜悯，成了可靠的人，就应所以应该可以提出一啲睇法。
Because it's the Spirit of God that lives in me.
系神嘅灵住喺佢入边。
And his instruction is very clear. That is, in whatever situation you are in, and in the presence of this crisis of persecution, following Jesus is important. The most important thing.
佢嘅指示好清楚，就系有鉴于当时作耶稣门徒嘅困难，就系要忠于耶稣基督去做佢嘅门徒。
So he says, for those who are engaged, don't break up your engagement.
有分约嘅就唔好解除分约。
Because obviously there are people who were waiting for Jesus to return and facing all this persecution, say, or they find that this as use this as an excuse to get out of the engagement. Because maybe they don't like the girl or the girl don't like the man.
可能当时有咁嘅情况就系、是、知道耶稣基督再翻嚟，就用呢个做藉口去唔想同嗰、那个未婚妻、未婚夫去结婚。
Because engagement doses are pre-arranged by their parents.
因为当时嘅嗰啲嘅婚约系父母双方去造成。
And for those who are not engaged, your parents didn't make arrangement for you. Don't look for one, he says.
保罗话：没有婚约的就不要寻求妻室。
But he says, even if you do it, it's really not crucial. It's not even a sin.
但若娶妻并不是犯罪。
So he says, if a virgin marries, she has not sinned too.
亦都系处女若出嫁也不是犯罪。
And his point, consistent to the situation they are in, he says, I want to spare you from all this trouble in life, especially when you married, you're going to find that you have more problems.On your hand.
保罗提出呢啲建议，因为佢想佢哋免受呢啲嘅苦难，因为婚后会更多呢啲嘅苦难同埋麻烦。
You know, when I was younger, I always joke with my wife.
我年轻嘅时候，我同我太太去讲笑。
I say, if you die first, I'm going to look for an old lady, rich one, and remarry.
如果你离世嘅话，我就会揾一个又有钱大过我年纪好多嘅去同佢结婚。
But then now I grow old, I told her, I say, you know, if you were to go first, I'm not going to marry.
我現在就告訴佢，若果你先離世，我唔會再婚。
Because I know how hard it is to build a marriage.
因為我知道去建立一個婚姻係幾咁個困難。
You know, the tears and the pain and the difficulties of marriage and even with children growing up, all these things.
有好多嘅痛苦、眼淚，同埋仲有係養育兒女嘅一啲困難。
I don't want to do it again.
我唔想再做多一次。
Especially when I'm old.
尤其我現在年紀大咗，
you know, and so think twice if you are considering marriage or you already plan to be married.
若果你預備結婚或者係諗緊就要諗多諗。
Kidding.
只係講笑。
And you know that's Paul's point.
呢個係保羅嘅重點。
And then he explained in verses 29 to 35 why he thinks like that.
29至35節就更加詳細解釋。
Because it is the things, the struggle, the troubles in this world, and you add that with your marriage relationship, those burdens and trouble together, all this, you know, although time is short, it is better for you to stay where you are.
因為今生嘅煩惱同埋困難加埋，而地上嘅時間亦都好短，咁就最好就係免受呢啲嘅困難麻煩。
Because I don't want you to be distracted by all these things and not follow Christ.
保罗希望佢哋免受呢啲嘅事情分心而不去跟从主。
And so he says, my instruction is not to restrict you.
佢话我嘅建议唔系去限制你哋。
But it's so that you can be fully devoted to the Lord Himself.
但系佢哋如果系单身嘅话，就可以全部奉献俾神。
But if you some of you don't get are not convinced, he says it's okay. If your conscience tell you that to break up your engagement or get married, it's okay. Go ahead, do it.
但若系有希望有改变呢个状况嘅话，并不是犯罪。
But for him, he has made up his mind not to.
保罗自己就已经是立定心志不去结婚。
And so, for those who make up their mind, so be it too.
咁若果心里打定主意嘅，就系咁样做啦。
So in either situation, to marry or not to marry, it is not wrong.
喺选择结婚或者选择唔结婚呢啲情况都唔系错。
It doesn't make you more valuable than one who does or the other.As well.
无论选择任何一种的状态，都是冇比另一种状态的人更高级。
Because God don't look at your marital status.
因为神唔系望睇你嗰个嘅婚姻状态。
God looks at your heart, how committed you are to Him.
神系睇我哋嘅内心有对神有几忠心。
And so Paul says, you know, I give you all this instruction. It's not my command, but my recommendations.
保罗就讲到呢啲唔系主嘅命令，而系我提出嘅意见。
And because I have the Spirit of God.
因为我有神嘅灵去感动说出这些意见。
But I still believe that it's happier to remain unmarried.
保罗仍然觉得系不结婚系更加系开心。
Because to Paul, Christ is his bridegroom.
因为对于保罗来讲，耶稣就是他的新郎。
He serves him and him alone.
保罗是只是单单去服侍耶稣。
It's all about discipleship in this chapter.
是这个的章是全部讲门徒。
The faithfulness of a disciple.
是门徒的忠心。
Not our marital status.
而不是那个婚姻状态。
And so he's not making any recommendation or a law or a command that people to do this or do that.
他不是命令人去做这样或者做另外一样。
And therefore we should not tell people to divorce or remarry.
因此我们都不应该告诉人去离婚或者再婚。
Even if the Mosaic permission applies.
纵然那个摩西律法的容许是可以用得着。
But we must not put our personal preferences, personal desires, personal decisions before God.
我哋唔好将自己嘅意愿、自己嘅个人抉择系放于神之上。
Because we are all answerable to God.
因为我哋每人都要向神自己交账。
We are not answerable to men, even if they are the spiritual leader of us.
我哋唔系去为到其他人交账，纵然嗰啲人系嗰个属灵领袖。
And we are very clear that we are called to hold the highest standard that Jesus tells us to.
好清楚，我哋系被呼召去持守一个更高嘅标准，就系耶稣基督俾落嚟嗰个。
And if we lower the standard, we pay the consequences.
让我哋降低标准，我哋就要承受后果。
And we have to meet our Maker one day to answer to that.
我哋要有一天面对我哋嘅造物主去交代。
And we, those who do not break and we stand on the sideline, we are not to be their judge.
我们是站在旁边的人，我们 不要去审判他人。
We are just to encourage, suggest, and recommend like Paul did here in 1 Corinthians 7.
我们只可以是鼓励建议，好像保罗在第七章这里所做的。
So in conclusion, hermeneutically, there is no justification for the Pauline privilege.
因此在解经上来讲，是保罗的教导所教导的这个特权 是缺乏理据。
In verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 7.
是哥林多前书7章15节。
In fact, if two born again Christians are committed to one another in marriage,
若两个重生得救的基督徒是彼此在婚姻里面委身，
and as true disciples of Jesus Christ,
是耶稣基督的真实的跟随者，
they will uphold that higher standard.
他们要持守婚姻最高的标准。
They will uphold God's divine intent for marriage.
他们要持守婚姻 神圣的原意。
And even if that marriage fail and they get divorced,
尽管那个婚姻假若真的是有这个无可避免这样去有这个离婚，
they are to be content in whatever situation God had put them in.
他们要满足于神摆在他们的任何一种状态里面。
Because if a true disciple of Jesus Christ seek to please the Lord himself and not themselves.
因为耶稣基督的真的门徒是要寻求讨神的喜悦，而不是使自己快乐。
And for those who are using this as an excuse,
如果是即系用呢个嚟到去做一个藉口。
Remember last week I said when you come to the Bible looking for an excuse to do what you want, it is a wrong starting point.
如果是喺想喺经文嗰度揾藉口俾自己，就是一个错嘅开始。
And those who take this as a Pauline privilege, they are actually forcing meaning into the text when it is not saying so.
若果是觉得真的有这个所谓保罗教导的特权的话，那就是将你的意思自己读了进去经文里面。
Because the Bible is very clear that marriage is lifelong.
因为圣经很清楚讲到婚姻是一生一世。
Jesus says we have to hold the highest standard.
耶稣告诉我们要持守最高的标准。
And Paul here says that being faithful as a disciple is the most important thing.
保罗在这里讲到最重要的 是做耶稣基督忠心的门徒。
And so, how can Paul then be contradicting God and Jesus in what they say?
因此保罗又怎能够是自相矛盾 去矛盾耶稣和神所教导的呢？
So, but still we have a question that is unanswered.
但是我们仍有一个问题是未解答。
What does the church do with Christians who are divorced and remarried?
当基督徒离婚再婚的时候，教会应当怎样做呢？
Because this is a reality in the churches today.
因为是今天教会所面对的现实。
What must we do and what can we do?
我们应该做些什么？我们可以做些什么？
You know, originally I wanted to end everything in this third message.
本来我想就是今个信息就完结整个系列。
But I had to develop another message when I was first preaching in the English.
但是我在英语堂讲到完之后就发觉要讲多一堂。
Particularly to talk on the application of all that we learn.
是怎样去应用我们所讲的所学的。
So you just have to be satisfied with the fact that I end here.
请即是我会继续在这里讲多一堂。
And wait for the next one.
是去等候下一堂。
And the next one will be more practical in aspect.
下一堂是会更加是实用性的。
And this is all that I understand what the Bible is teaching on this subject.
这个就是我所在经文里面理解到圣经告诉我们。
Whether you agree with me or not, it's not important.
无论你赞不赞同我所讲的，这个不重要。
It's the most important thing for me as a pastor is how do I hold the church together evenwith people with all different kind of views.
对我来讲作为牧师最重要的是怎样在这个教会里面有这么多不同睇法都要帮助大家合一。
Because the Bible, John 17, Jesus prayed that the church be one as he and the Father and the Spirit is one.
因为约翰福音十七章耶稣的祷告就是讲到教会应该可以好像圣父、圣子、圣灵这样合一。
But I at the same time, I must be true to how I understand the Bible teaching.
但同时我都要是忠实咁样讲出教圣经所教导嘅。
Truth and grace must come together.
真理同恩典一定要喺埋一齐。
Truth without grace makes me very legalistic.
有真理冇恩典就系俾到我好变咗一个好法律主义、条文主义嘅人。
And grace without truth is actually a disgrace to our Lord Jesus Christ.
有恩典但冇真理，就系会系亏缺咗耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
And so I pray that you will think about all that you have heard.
希望大家去思想我哋所听过嘅。
If your position disagrees with me, it's fine.
若果你不赞同，系冇问题。
Ask God to reveal to you what is that higher standard for you.
请去寻求神，去向你启示咩系神嘅更高嘅标准。
Because one day we all will answer to him.
因为一天我们每一个人都要在主面前交账。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父神，多谢你给我们的话语。
And a lot of time we have different values and ideas or interpretation is all because of inadequate understanding of the revelation of the scriptures.
很多时候我们有不同的理解。
And we pray that God you will Open our eyes to your scriptures.
求神开启佢哋嘅眼去睇你嘅经文。
And we pray that God, we will be teachable to your spirit as he teaches us.
求神使我哋有受教嘅心，接受你嘅灵嘅教导。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen. 喂。